iron stick to it.
That'll take care of them.
Yes, it will.
Do you have these insects around here that are bad about getting up under your skin or making your skin itch?
Well, I don't know of anything besides what we call a red bug. Some people call chiggers. Mm. That's about all I know anything about.
Do you still have this insect that you see at night blinking on and off?
A what?
An insect you see at night that blinks
outside, out in, called lightning bugs. Yeah, we have them yet.
I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
We still have a few. We don't have them like we used to. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see this insect that's got kind of a long, thin body? You see him around ponds or lakes. He likes to light on your fishing pole, you know?
Well, I've never been around a fishing pond much. Mm-hmm. Never went fishing but once in my life.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever heard of any insect called a mosquito hawk or snake doctor or something like that?
No.
You hadn't?
Uh-uh.
Hadn't heard it called a skeeter hawk or dragonfly or anything like that?
I don't think I ever heard anything that name like that.
Hmm. I see. What about this insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
Let's see now, what is that? Well, I don't know. Now, ants will eat holes in your clothes if you've got anything on them, like food on tablecloths or anything that way. But I don't know of anything else.
Do you have moths around here?
Oh, we have moths, of course. Yeah, they'll eat. You have to keep the clothes in your closets all sprayed and all good, or we'll have moths. I don't think I have any here, but it's because I keep that raid all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
And keep the closet sprayed.
So you say you never did care much for fishing?
I just don't like to fish. I went fishing one morning with a big bunch of people over here at that Legion Lake. And I caught 10 big, nice fish in 2 hours, and they all just bragged on me to be the man. And I had a brother in the bunch that couldn't work. He was sick, and he just was near about dead to get me interested in going fishing. So I'd take him and his old lady. They didn't have a car. But by the time I had fished 2 hours and then had cleaning fish, and they had somebody else caught some too, and we cleaned a great big pan for them, me and some more of the women, and fried them. And we carried bread and we made coffee. And when we got through eating, I was hurting so bad I couldn't hardly stand it, and my head just a swimming. If I looked at that lake, my head, I just wanted to jump in the water. And I raked me up a big pile of pine straw and lay down and lay on it till they got ready to come home that evening. My brother said, "When do you want to go again?" I said, "Dan, I'm sick. I can't go fishing no more." I said, "That is for well folks, man." It just tickled him, but it outdone him. He was so in hopes I'd like it. I sure didn't.
What do most people around here fish for?
I don't know that most of the people now that goes fishing goes to that Barnett Reservoir. Mm-hmm. Up there close to Jackson.
What kind of fish they have there?
Search me if I know. My brother-in-law next door down there goes up there a lot and fishes.
Anything like bass or catfish or
something like that. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Talking about eating a lot of food, have you ever eaten at that Mendenhall Hotel?
Oh yeah. I ate there the other day, about 2 weeks ago. But I had to be so careful about what I eat, and I don't see good.